Hi, everyone. My name is Josh Nason. This is Josh Nason's Punch-Out here on WrestlingObserver.com. Welcome back. Impromptu, somewhat episode today. Sad news coming out Monday that MMA reporter, journalist, personality, whatever you want to call him, MMA media everything, Jordan Breen, dying, passing away apparently Monday, or at least the news was found out on Monday. I'm not really sure, but it's going to be his birthday, and yeah, he is unfortunately no longer with us. Very sad news within the MMA media community, greater MMA community as a whole, and something I'd say it's unusual because I don't think you're going to get media that was this well liked in so many spaces, and different places and things like that. And you heard this outpouring of respect and just this tip of the cap to someone that meant so much to the MMA media space in a time as it was growing, as the sport was growing, and he was so much different than everyone else, from his appearance, how he dressed, how he presented himself, to his knowledge base, to just everything in between. He was a personality, and in the nascent days of MMA media, it was tough to... there was personalities all over the place, but Jordan was really, it's an overused phrase now, the one of one. And he really was. I can't say I was friends with him. I was acquaintances. He came on this podcast once, and he and I were on an MMA preview show, I think ahead of UFC in Bangor. I think we previewed that show with Jack Encarnacio a long time ago. So we're panelists together. But he was in our brief interactions, was always kind of me. I tried to get him back on the show a couple of years ago, but I did not hear back. He was on my podcast 9 years ago, and that's what I'm going to share with you a clip from today in just a second, because it has nothing actually to do with MMA at all. It has to do with pro wrestling, and I'll explain more about that in a second. He was on Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian 13 years ago, and Dave did a nice tribute to him on this morning's Wrestling Observer Radio, talking for a few minutes about Jordan and his interactions with him. He really thought the world of him for obvious reasons, just he was, smart guy, knew the business and knew, he just knew a little bit about everything, and it was, you see just... all these people, this outpouring of support and mourning and so on. John Pollock and Post Wrestling did a great tribute. John knew him really, really well. Fellow Canadians. And Mike Bond from MMA Junkie. I do not know if he's written something or did a podcast on it, but I'll look for that later. Luke Thomas had a lot of interactions with him. I did reach out to a few people, seeing if they wanted to be on today, and they declined. But yeah, this was a guy that will never be forgotten in the space, and was certainly a lot of how the sport grew on in the internet and so on. A lot of that was part of Jordan's influence, and a lot of the people here now are kind of transcendent or descendants rather of that. And he'll be missed. And I wanted to share this clip because it's one of those things. I had this written down to share forever because. Not a lot of we do a, there's a best of moments in the podcast that fans of the website help kind of contribute to and compile and all that. So it goes up at the end of every year. So fans can nominate stuff from different podcasts, and I never have stuff nominated, just not that show or, whatever. But a clip from that show did. So this was, it made in the, so it was recorded in what, 2015? December 2014, I believe. Sorry, December 2015, he came on, and it made it into the best of for 2016. I guess it was too late in the running or whatever. So the reason it did is because Jordan was also a big pro wrestling fan. He contributed, actually, as I'm going through our website this morning, he sent in a arena show result. He was a correspondent, as Dave likes to call him, for July 18th. 10 years ago for a House of Hardcore event. How about that? Young Bucks taking on Team 3D, Austin Aries versus Rhino. This is pretty funny. It's just a ride to kind of see that on here. Anyway, so Jordan was a wrestling fan. So he and I were, I think we talked for a few minutes about wrestling and so on and so forth. And I can't remember kind of where it came out in the conversation. I'll include a link to the entire podcast on the website anyway. But I wanted to pull out this 5-minute clip. He decided to do a bit where he described pro wrestling or how he would describe it to a non-wrestling fan. And it's about 4 minutes long, and it's fantastic. So I wanted to share that with you in honor of Jordan. I wish I had done it when he was alive, so maybe get some more flowers for this this bit. But we'll miss Jordan and his memory, and looking forward to hearing more stories about him in the days ahead. Thanks so much, and enjoy this clip about the one and only Jordan Breen explaining pro wrestling to a non-pro wrestling fan. Enjoy.
The thing about pro wrestling's design, now when I say it's gotten vain and the conceit is over the top, is this is the way I explain it to people. Imagine, Josh, for a second that you'd never seen pro wrestling. You're aware of what amateur wrestling is. You're aware of how television works, but you'd never actually seen pro wrestling before. Someone's going to pitch to you a pro wrestling product. It would sound like the most stupendously, flagrantly stupid, asinine idea you'd ever heard in your life. Well, I have an idea for a television show. All right, well, tell me more. Well, it's essentially an athletic competition, more or less. Well, what kind of sport? Have you seen amateur wrestling? Yes, I have. I love the Greco-Roman and the freestyle. I actually wrestled D1 myself. Great. Well, it's kind of like that, but not at all. Instead of singlets and stuff and real athletes, I'm thinking failed football players, bouncers, and gymnasts, roided to the gills, and they're going to do more Cirque du Soleil type stuff with an emphasis on pain. High amplitude everything. Not so much real mat work. Okay, well, I mean, how do they pull that off? Well, I mean, it's all scripted, but yeah, they're going to be throwing each other through tables, chairs. Well, that sounds incredibly dangerous. Oh yeah, they're all going to be hooked on painkillers and on drugs. Of course, who could ever carry this out without doing that? Well, I mean, that sounds awfully difficult. I mean, how do you... I'm thinking to start 3 to 6 hours a week live. At this point, someone's brain would already be spinning. And then when you're like, and I'm thinking, you know, obviously it just can't all be people going in and power bombing each other. So I'm thinking a lot of interview segments, a lot of soap opera type stuff, you know, drama. All right, so that's scripted too. Yes. And I'm thinking we go all out. Everyone's in pleather, glitter, wigs, face paint, masks, funny facial hair, over the top. Pure pantomime. Pure camp. Okay. Still with you, I think. And again, obviously, lots of drama, so lots of dialogue. Okay, so these are trained actors as well? No. Like I said, they're former bouncers and football players. So you have an idea for a product where it is essentially half acting done by non-trained actors who certainly aren't coming from any sort of background that would give them a leg up in the charisma and telegenic department. And then when they're not doing that, they're going to be working out, getting juiced to the gills, and firing their bodies like human projectiles through canvas, tables, fire, thumbtacks, light tubes, ladders. And you want to put it live on TV 1, 2, maybe 3 times a week. Yes. And I want people to pay for it sometimes on Sunday. And when we're not doing that, we're going to tour 300 days a year. This is literally the craziest thing that you could ever explain to someone. And yet it is a tried and true beloved Western pastime.
Very true. Very true.
So, I mean, just the design of pro wrestling is so over the top at this point in time that I can't imagine being the person who can soak it all in. And so I look at someone, you know, like Meltzer or like Todd Martin or John Pollock and Wei Ting from the Fight Network and this thing. Or, I mean, yourself too, being on both sides of the fence. I don't know how, you know, you can keep even a decent fluency of one and the other, especially with pro wrestling being such a demand.